Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wonder if Tiki remembers this. I wonder if Sean remembers this. I wonder if Tommy remembers this. But on Friday, we made predictions on how many turnovers the New York Jets would force, considering they're having this historic season where they have only forced two turnovers the entire year.
Right.
So on Friday,
I kind of remember this.
You do now?
I do now.
I went around the room and said, all right, you know, this team has been inept at forcing turnovers. How many do you think they'll force? Let's start it off and obviously check in. For those that are not aware, the Jets forced zero turnovers on Sunday against the Dolphins. They did commit three themselves. two interceptions by Brady Cook. One was late. And one interception by Tyrod Taylor.
Yes.
So three turnovers by the Jets. They forced zero of them. Here's what Tiki Barber said on Friday.
Tiki, how many turnovers did the New York Jets force on Sunday against the Dolphins?
Well, Tua is prone. I think they get their first interception of the season.
And that's the only turnover they force?
One.
All right. One.
That's close.
That was, yeah. He was only off by one. So that's for Tiki Barber. Here is both Sean Morash and then Tommy Lugauer.
Sean Morash, how many turnovers did the New York Jets force on Sunday?
Tua.
That's a good one.
It's still funny.
He's good today.
He's good today.
That was a good one.
Tommy, how many turnovers?
I mean, a tough act to follow.
I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to go two. One of them is going to go back to the house.
Yeah.
So I pick six.
Go back to the house.
Yeah, we all went back to the house.
Hold on a second. Tua almost threw a pick six, though.
But he didn't.
But he almost did.
I don't care
if the defender could have caught the ball. He was 5 yards in. He would have walked in for a pick six.
There was also balls on the ground. Like, there were opportunities for the Jets to force turnovers on Sunday.
Yeah, there was another one popped in the air. I think it was Isaiah Oliver just missed it.
Yeah, the backwards pass.
Horseshoes and hand grenades, boys.
Thank you.
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
Thank you. I don't want to hear how close you were. You weren't close. The answer's zero. You're wrong. Sean's wrong. Tiki's wrong. Guess who is right? Here's my prediction.
The answer's zero. Mm-hmm. And the beat rolls on.
And the beat rolls out.
Unfortunately, you were right.
That's my gut feeling. Zero. Yeah. And the beat rolls on. And the beat rolls on.
To be fair, I was also saying zero, but I went for the cheap joke. So.
Right. I'm sure you did.
It was a cheap joke. It was pretty good, too.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell in the replay of that how much Tiki liked that cheap joke.
I was still laughing.
Like, the biggest thing I took away.
Later, I'm still laughing.
The biggest thing I took away from this whole science experiment of us predicting how many turnovers the Jets would force is how much Tiki loved Sean's joke about Tua. That's what I learned. Let's get to your phone calls. Did you hear that Pete Alonso is driving to the winter meetings? Paul in Newark, New Jersey. What do you think of that, Paul?
That's what I called about it. You know, I always thought that the Mets are going to have to settle on Pete and Diaz early. I know Stearns likes the market to play out, but they got a lot of work to do. You need two starting pitchers. You need a left fielder. You need your first baseman. You need your closer. So I always thought, are they going to settle on these guys and sign them early? Do you think this is a sign that they're going to sign them early?
No. I don't think it's a sign at all. Here's what it's a sign of. It's a sign of the fact that Scott Boras may have overplayed his hand again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we heard a month ago that Boras and Alonso were asking for 7 years, and it doesn't feel like any team is close to that. And right now, the only team outside of the Mets that you've heard like has a real interest in Pete are the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
And even for them, it may be a backup plan. So I think Pete driving from Central Florida to the winter meetings, which are also in Central Florida, it's actually at Disney, I think is a sign of Pete saying, boy, I don't know if I'm getting 7 years, 6 years, or 5 years. Let me try these face-to-face with these teams and see if that helps.
Do you think that Pete is going to stop by Epcot and have some drinks around the world?
Absolutely.
Why would you not?
I mean, you're an idiot if you don't.
You are, no.
Exactly. You're going to have all these intense conversations with the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles, and they're going to say, we don't really want you. He's going to be like, all right, let's go, Japan. Here we go, Italy.
Now for those
all
that
right,
are
Germany. Where is the Steins?
He does have a newborn at home.
That is true.
And even more reason.
Exactly. Needs the break.
That's why he actually went to the winter meeting, just to get away.
Yeah.
But so what Tiki is describing, and I want to paint the picture, is that the winter meetings are at the Swan Hotel or the Dolphin Hotel. I think it's the Swan Hotel, but both of those hotels are in the back of Epcot Center at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful hotels. They are both within walking distance of the International Gateway of Epcot Center. Trust me, I know. I was just there. In fact, I stayed at one of those hotels, right? So if you're Pete Alonso and you are going to meet with these teams, don't you think you're meeting in Mexico?
I would.
I mean, what? You're going to go to the hotel? Or are you going to say, meet me, let's have a nice margarita?
Right. I would. Or France. Seven martinis.
Yeah. Or Germany, like you said.
Some beers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's so many great options. But I think that the challenge the Mets are facing, it's not about pitching. Because to me, it has nothing to do with Pete Alonso. Because I think that Steve Cohen doesn't have a set budget. I think there's players and how much he's willing to go with each of these guys.
Right.
I don't think Pete Alonso's contract is relative to their pursuit of Framber Valdez.
So you think it's more about pitching?
Well, I think it's about everything. I think you can juggle at the same time. I think if Pete Alonso agreed to what the Mets are offering, he'd be a Met tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But Pete is still looking for 5, 6, 7 years. My concern about the timetables is not about pitching. It's what if Schwarber comes off the books and now you're waiting on Pete the way you did last year, and now Bellinger comes off the books. Excuse me, and Tucker comes off the books.
This is from a Mets Now perspective.
Yeah.
You're trying to figure out, all right, is Pete our only option?
Right. Like last year, they were almost positioned where if they didn't bring Pete back, no big deal, we gave you Soto.
Mm-hmm.
If all of these other pieces are coming off the board, what does the backup plan turn into for Pete Alonso if he drags this thing into January or February? That's the risk. Because I think Kyle Schwarber is going to sign first. Mm. And at least I view Kyle Schwarber as a backup plan. Not sure the Mets do. But where does that leave them if
Kyle Schwarber's for it? Because he's cleaner. It's just you know what you're getting. You're getting a DH who's going to mash. He's gonna mash whoever, and you can plug him in wherever. You're not worried about, he's a defensive liability. Oh, can we play him in the outfield? He's a DH,
right?
And you're getting what you're paying for.
The positive of it is that he doesn't hurt you defensively. The negative of it is you lose flexibility at DH because all he does is DH. But I think Pete's making this stride because he knows Scott Boris may have overplayed his hand again.
Mm.
Like, if Kyle Schwarber is trying to get 4 or 5 years, is Pete Alonso getting 7 years, even if he's 2 years younger? The way teams view Pete Alonso, it's almost like they view Schwarber on a higher level than Pete Alonso.
Yeah, because it's not, he's just DHing.
Yeah.
It's just it's a cleaner operation, and it's a cleaner expectation for what he's going to do. Pete's going to want to play. Now, ultimately, if he has to sit and not play first base, is that going to bother him?
I think he'd rather play first base, but clearly he's moved off of he's got to play first base every single day. And I think the Orioles, the Red Sox, and even the Mets probably view him as a guy that will play some first base, but DH a lot. So my interpretation on him driving to Florida is more about Boris and their negotiations than it is about the Mets. I think the Mets are doing with Pete Alonso what they're doing with Edwin Diaz, which is, here's where we're willing to go.
Right.
If you can do better, let us know. And so far, as of this moment, Alonso and Diaz have not been able to do better than what the Mets are offering. We've heard Edwin wants a fifth year. Mets aren't willing to budge. Has anyone offered Edwin Diaz a fifth year? Pete Alonso wants 7 years. I don't even know if he has an offer on the table. Like, what's the longest term deal even on the table for Pete Alonso? Let's go to Sam in Jackson. What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys. What's doing? I'm a Yankee fan, but Evan, I've listened to the Rico, and you were talking about Yankee-Mets trades, and I think for the Yankees, the key of the offseason would be a Carlos Rodon trade to the Mets. And what I think is, if you could get a serviceable third baseman in return, like a Brett Beatty, then that would allow you to trade McMahon as well for a small return. And that $40 million in net savings will give you new flexibility and really change the offseason.
So let me ask you, Tommy Lugauer, would you trade Brett Beatty for Carlos Rodon? It was just offered by a Yankee fan named Sam.
No. Why? I would not.
Why?
I'd just rather have the everyday player than the pitcher that pitches once every 5 days.
Just keep this in mind about Carlos Rodon. He has 3 years and $81 million left on his contract. Mm. If Carlos Rodon, even coming off of an injury at age 33 years old, and by coming off an injury, I mean an offseason injury, because he obviously took the baseball every 5 days, including the postseason. If a 33-year-old Carlos Rodon, coming off a year in which he won 18 games and pitched to a 3.09 ERA and threw 195 innings, if that guy was a free agent, what would we say about a three-year, $80 million deal?
You'd say, yes.
You'd say, that's a steal.
Let me take it.
It's exactly what the Mets want to hand out.
Yeah.
They don't want to give a 5 or 6 year deal. So I find Rodon fascinating.
Especially if he becomes expendable to the Yankees.
The question is he expendable to the New York Yankees?
Depends. It depends on the Alcantara stuff. If that is real or comes to fruition, then where is there room for him? Especially if you're going to give Cam Schlittler his due in the lineup. You're also hearing that Michael King is coming back to the Yankees. So there's many different iterations of what the Yankees are going to look like. Carlos Rodon might be the odd man out.
Would you trade Carlos Rodon for Brett Beatty?
Brett Beatty.
That's Sam's trade offer.
I probably would.
You say yes.
I think I would.
Sean, would you trade Carlos Rodon for Brett Beatty?
I would.
How about that? So we almost have a match because Tommy said no.
What was your Rico proposal?
No, we did a Rico last night. You can download it wherever you download podcasts, where we did a horde of Mets Yankees trades.
So there was a bunch of different
ones. Was a bunch of them. The one that was most popular, and we started it by talking about it here, and Big Mac Chris McMonagle said he would make the trade, and that is Mark Vientos for Jason Dominguez.
Right.
And I do think that's the one on paper. And it's so funny because Brian Cashman was on Yankees Hot Stove last night. And Brian Cashman's like brutally honest. And I forget the term he used, Sean. I don't know if you remember the term, but he talked about making a push trade, I think is what he called it.
I think it was a push swap.
A push swap.
What does that mean? Like, so, it's no harm, no foul. We kind of both get what we want.
He defined
Nobody's
it as
winning, so to say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.